All right. Hey, everyone. That was some Orgrel, a relatively recent band that I just discovered this year. I think they only have one other album. That is Infernal Pursuit off of The Abyssal Terror. This is my best of 2025 show, and I'll just say that that one got in by the skin of its teeth. It was not... honestly, overall, as like a full album, I think it's definitely above average, but not not sort of like a groundbreaking album or anything, but it just kind of scratches that itch for, you know, like really straightforward, you know, that kind of religious, occult, kind of black metal, kind of Finnish, Horna, sort of Marduk, kind of blasting style, maybe a little bit of that, like, you know, occulty kind of dissonant stuff in there as well. But that's the first song off the album, and I think it's definitely notably good. I mean, it's what kind of got me to listen to the full thing. So again, kind of like an 8 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10 kind of album, barely making it in here to my best of 2025 show. This will be my last show, unfortunately, for Radio Valencia. I'm going to go dormant for a little while. I haven't really decided what I want to do with the show and where I want to take it. I don't know. I mean, not that I'm, like, stifled in any way necessarily. I just... I don't know. I think I have, like, tastes that go beyond just metal, and I don't know. I kind of want to do, like, deep dives on certain topics, and I have a lot of personal interest in, like, very extreme, like, extremist circles and stuff, and I'd like to play music and, you know, art and feature stuff from sort of, like, not very savory sources, so I don't know. I guess I'd feel, like, weird doing it here. I'd rather do it kind of on my own. So, to be seen whether I actually do that, or heard, I guess, to be determined. But that's sort of the plan. But for now, I'm going to go out with somewhat of a bang and play all my favorites from the year. So, with that said, let me get going here, because I kind of filled it up pretty tight. Pretty tight. So let's get into it. This is some Sargeist. I've played this a few times over the last few months. This is from their new album, Flame Within Flame. It is Behold Our Temples Arise. Well, something's fucked up with the CD player, so I am going to pivot and I guess I'm going to end up playing this stuff all digitally. That's kind of unfortunate. All right, let's go into the next thing I have digitally, and we'll get your Warlog and your Clandestine Blaze on digital, unfortunately. All right, here's some Brazen Horde. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. That was some Titan Blood off of From the Visceral Abyss. That was the title track from the Visceral Abyss. I don't know what's going on with the CD player. Something, there's some feedback in the studio, and I think it has something to do with, you know, the volume in the studio is, like, interacting in some strange way. Because I can, because this that I'm playing right now, that you can hear, this is off the CD. But the second that I disable the mic, you know, where I'm speaking out of it, it, like when I'm talking right now, it it cancels out the sound in the studio. But the second that I turn this off, it I guess just creates kind of massive feedback. So I don't know what's going on. It's okay though. I ended up just playing digital. I mean, I could, I guess, just sit in silence when I was, when I'm playing my CDs, but that'd be kind of crappy for me. So I am, I only have one thing that I brought in on CD that I can't unfortunately play for you, so I figured out a workaround, but it's no big deal. Anyway, that was my long-winded explanation for why I could not play my CDs. So what you would have heard on CD just now was Titan Blood. Before that was Rotting with In Vain off of Crushed. So that's not a new album from this year, but it was reissued and remastered and put out by, I think, Hell's Headbangers. And that got probably some of the most listens this year out of me. I'd never heard the album before, so for me it was new. I'd never listened to it, and it was remastered so this year, so figured I'd throw that on. Clandestine Blaze before that with Illuminated by Deadly Light. That's also what's playing on the back track right now off of Consecration of the Blood. Super consistent. He never really goes wrong when it comes to this project, so you know, yet again, great work. The Resacralize the Unknown, the one before this, is also just so good. I mean, the last probably three or four albums have been just so good, and one of the best of the year they come out. Also on his label Northern Heritage was some Warlog. Logos of All That Ends is the name of the album, and that was Thousandth Dream. I'm kind of hearing a lot of sort of lukewarm, or like people sort of liked it well enough, but you know, sort of weren't going crazy for it. I don't know. I thought it was pretty amazing. I love the kind of hyper dissonant. Kind of sounds like, you know, C Monumentum era Deathspell Omega at parts, and you know, it's their normal sound, but just kind of it has like a little bit more, I guess, like mid-paced kind of emptiness, you know, negative space in there, which I feel like fits their aesthetics and, you know, their general kind of you know, ethos. So yeah, I mean, I really dug it. I think it's one of the best. Even among their catalog, I think it's a contender for one of their best. So, and then before that was Brazen Horde off of Behold the Ashen Cross. That was Of Tainted Cloth, and they had just put out that album, have just put out their debut this year, and it's just some really, really great kind of Hate Forest-y, immortal-y, kind of epic stuff. So, you know, really, really good there. Going into the next block, I'm going to play some Gerzolf. This is a band that I seem to be singularly obsessed with. They're this Russian, pretty young band, and they play a lot of, I guess you could call it, like, Blaze Birth Hall-influenced black metal. Just, you know, that very stoic, kind of atmospheric stuff. And I think they're just one of the best out there doing it, and I hope that people start to get it, start to understand why it's so good, because I certainly do, and I want them to be bigger. Not too big. You never want these bands to, you know, go the Migwa route where they just get totally oversaturated. I mean, good for them, but, you know, I think people will know what I'm saying when I say the, you know, the way that Migwa went. It's just that you know, they're good. They're really good. They're a great band, but I, you know, I was reflecting on some of my favorite albums of the last you know, decade or so, and I don't know. I mean, I was obsessed with that Migwa album that came out like 10 years ago, I just cannot listen to it. Like, I think I just need to take like 10 years off. I feel like I've just heard too much Migwa in my life, and anyway. I didn't mean to throw a bunch of shade towards Migwa. I think they're great, but yeah, I think there is, point being, I think there is sort of a limit to how popular some of these underground bands can, you know, should get. Anyway, that's my armchair philosophy that sort of went nowhere. Let's get into this Gerzolf. Here we go on Through the Moonless Night. There's that sound again.